dog in Denmark, UN video, with a little girl dies because of climate change. It's blown away by water and wind and killed. They're showing school children this. They show them videos, cartoons where humans are demons, cutting the heads off of bunny rabbits with blood spewing. We played that yesterday. ABC News reported the kids are taught that they need to commit suicide by age 11. That's the ABC headline. Children taught when to die, age 11. This is so monstrous, so evil, so off the charts by these eugenicists who want to wreck society and control it. The only way they can control society is to wreck it. Dr. Tim Ball's our guest. We're going to take calls coming up in the next segment. Alex, Jeremy, Lynn, Ron, and others that are holding. But this is a short segment. The good news is we know how bad it is. The good news is we know these people are criminal frauds. The good news is some people are starting to wake up. The bad news is the enemy knows that and is moving, no longer incremental, but throwing everything at us. They've certainly kicked it in high gear. I mean, is that overall a positive thing, Dr. Ball? You've been fighting these guys for 20 years. Any words of encouragement? I mean, is ClimateGate a victory? Where is this going?
Okay, a problem's only a problem if you're not aware of it. And the fact that the problem's now been identified means you're halfway there to resolving it. And one of the things, of course, that they've been doing, besides this machinations of UN and all the rest of it, but they've been end-running the legal processes within different countries. So, for example, they got the Supreme Court to rule that CO2 is a toxic substance, which allowed the EPA and Lisa Jackson, who's a chemical engineer and should know better, CO2 is not a toxic substance, but it allowed them then to come in with this draconian legislation to shut down industries whenever they choose. So that sort of thing... what's going on here, Alex, is that they knew they had to operate very quickly. It's a very poor analogy, but it's a bit like, you know, when you take that Band-Aid off, you're better just to rip her off quick and suffer the pain. And by the way, they learned this from Jimmy Carter, because Carter talked about this in his book. He said, if you don't make changes very, very quickly, you're effectively accepting the status quo. And so, of course, Obama's gone in there and ignored everything. He's ignored, he got himself elected under false pretenses as a sort of center-left Democrat. Underneath, of course, he was extreme left all the way along. Now he's had to expose that. And, of course, but in doing that, you show your hand. And, of course, that is the good side of it. And so, as I said, the fact we've defined the problem and people can now move to deal with it. One of the things that the public can react to, and by the way, what we're seeing, Alex, is that the internet is taking democracy and not just in a political sense, but in the sense of power is control of information. In the old days, the kings, the queens, and you got rid of them, rightfully so, because they were controlling the information and the power. And now you've got the situation where Congress, your own elected people are doing it, but through the internet, that is making information available to the folks, as they would say. And it is democratizing information. And so there are a million and more eyes watching everything that goes on. And therefore, you really can't get away with anything. And it's not in the sense of spying, but it's in the sense of basic openness, which, of course, is what the founding fathers in the U.S. had.
And the people have gotten their healthy mistrust of government and power back that Thomas Jefferson talked about being so essential. And so now the layers of lies are being peeled back, and a lot of the denial is ending. The end of childhood for our society is coming, and people are growing up.
Oh, I would agree. But the second layer of this, of course, is that you've got the politicians doing what they're doing. But, as I just mentioned, Lisa Jackson...
The bureaucrats.
The bureaucrats. The enemy is within.
Stay there. That's right. I mean, most states in the U.S. are implementing Kyoto taxes right now, and they haven't even ratified it. They're just doing it. These people are lawless scum. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Steve Shank. Alex and I have talked about food security for your family for years. Now we're into the holiday season, the happy time of year when friends and family come together and food is always the expression of our shared love and caring. Here's an exciting announcement. From now until December 15th, all products that eFoods Direct provides are listed at 10% off the regular price. The holiday season is the time for peace, happiness, and security. What better way to ensure fearless hope for the future of our families than to have as much good food in our homes as possible? This year, in addition to the overall 10% savings, the holiday special is made up of the new prepared meals that taste great. It also comes with a free 7-day responder for you to give to someone less fortunate or as a gift. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. We here at eFoods Direct wish you peace, security, and plenty this holiday season.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
The fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones here to tell you about Cowbin Soap. My staff and I just love the old-fashioned, pure, handmade soap produced by the Cowbin Soap Company, a family-owned and operated American company that's over 62 years old. Go to 5starsoaps.com or click on their link at InfoWars.com. They have been a longtime sponsor of ours. Cowbin Soaps meet the highest standards of quality, purity, and value. Everyone should use their great line of products. I consistently hear from my listeners and friends how much they love the Cowbin Pure Soap products. Check out their whole line of bath, hair, laundry, and dish soap and more at 5starsoap.com. There is nothing like these factory direct, big money saving, triple concentrated soaps anywhere. Don't take my word for it. Get a free detailed catalog by calling toll free 1-800-340-7091 or check them out online at 5starsoap.com. Again, go to 5starsoap.com and just try their products. You're going to love them. You will never use anything else again.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Climatologist Dr. Tim Ball is our guest. We've got a reporter for the last 20, 30 minutes of the show joining us from Copenhagen, Denmark. He's done a lot of exclusive interviews with Lord Monckton and others. We're going to get his take on that from Denmark. We were pretty much covering this 24/7. The takeover of healthcare is part of the government power grab. And we're going to be taking your phone calls coming up here in just a few minutes, 1-800-259-9231. You were getting into the bureaucracy, evidenced by state governments, regional governments. These internationalists always get regional governments in place because they control them through international SPP meetings, North American Union meetings. They are already implementing this, and you're right, that's our big problem. And think of the arrogance of the EPA saying, Congress, if you don't let us list all these gases, we'll just do it without you. Congress should immediately start impeachment proceedings against Barack Obama.
Well, and of course, the founding fathers had an awareness of this in that, as you know, the U.S., unlike other countries in the world, several of your bureaucratic positions are elected officials. And so that was a degree of accountability that other countries' bureaucracies don't have. So, for example, in Canada, we don't even get to vote for the prime minister, let alone to vote for who's going to be the person in charge of the police departments or whatever else, the sheriffs and so on. So the founding fathers were aware of this. Of course, what they couldn't understand or couldn't know, I should say, they understood an awful lot, but what they couldn't know was the extent of growth of government but also this idea of about environmentalism, because one of the things I've discovered, Alex, is that we now have all of those graduates of environmental studies programs with no scientific background whatsoever, just, feel good, touchy-feely. They're now running a lot of these bureaucracies, and they're using those bureaucracies to introduce their own personal biases and political...
And these are, I've met them, they are control freak persecutors. Yep. They are the new guilds to inspect our homes, our farms, our ranches, our factories, to literally rule our lives. These are all, I've met them, eugenicists who hate humanity and are burning with a dark light of control freakism.
Well, I tell you, I'll give you an example in Canada here. On the west coast of Canada here, of course, we have some of the greatest salmon runs in the world. And what the Department of Fisheries started doing was that they would give a forecast in the spring of what the size of the run was going to be. And what I discovered they were doing was deliberately creating very, very low numbers. So, for example, one year they said, the run of chum salmon would be 2 million. Well, that's a very, very low number. So, therefore, we're going to ban any fishing, commercial, sport, anything this year. Well, then the run would come in, and then they quietly announce, it was over 6 million. Well, if you were out that much in your job, you'd be fired instantly.
And let me expand. How many times has the Environmental Protection Agency in mainstream news been caught taking species, say mountain lions in one case, that aren't in an area of the country, moving them there, saying it's a new subspecies, or moving birds that aren't endangered to an area, or fish, they've been caught putting them in ponds and going, we discovered a new fish in this area. Fraud is their name. Fraud is their game. And I want you to comment on this as a scientist. It's coming out that NOAA, NASA, it's coming out the Australian, the New Zealand, the German, the British weather services are all faking numbers. Last week it came out the UN was behind the scenes coordinating all this. This is a group of fraudster control freaks. I mean, this is a criminal group.
Well, and of course, it's why Maurice Strong made sure that the majority of the people at the IPCC were bureaucrats. They were the people that that make up the 2,500, and very, very few scientists. And then the control, as I said, of the critical chapters in the IPCC reports was by the people at CRU. And so this falsification of the official record, and one of the people doing it in the U.S., and he's been caught two or three times at it, was James Hansen at NASA. And every time that anybody dares to say anything, he immediately screams political interference.
That's right. That's right. Man with the hockey stick. All these guys have been caught over and over and over. But even if somebody's not a scientist, they say they teach children, and I've seen it on the news, that the penguins are all dying and drowned, that they're the best swimming bird there is. They teach everybody, literally, the best swimming bird there is a different species of penguin. The first best is one type, second best swimmer is another penguin. I think I was reading the nine most rated best swimming birds are all penguins. They say the polar bears are all dying, their numbers are exploding. They say they can't swim. These people are just total fraudsters, and they know they're in fraud.
Well, one of the things with the polar bears, and I flew search and rescue in the Arctic for 5 years, and I've seen polar bears 100 miles offshore. They're superb swimmers, Alex, because the long fur is hollow to allow the sunlight to hit it and go in and heat their bodies.
It's incredible.
And therefore, with that hollow fur, and I want your viewer or your people to watch next time you see a video, you'll see that fur floating up all around the polar bear. That keeps them afloat. They just paddle away. And then there's stories about polar bears eating their young. Well, the male polar bear, that's a common practice amongst the male polar bear, is to eat.
So does the grizzly. So does the lion.
Well, exactly.
So does the tiger. So does the wolf. They go and kill the males so they won't be threatened for supremacy.
Exactly. And yet these stories come out in completely distorted ways. But, of course, this is the game. It's the emotional game. It's the emotional game of extinction. And notice that they always use what I call anthropomorphic animals. They've got to have the big round eyes. They've got to look cuddly, like the panda and the little polar bears and the seals and so on. And by the way, they killed some of these animals with kindness. When I was flying on the East Coast of Canada back in the 60s, we had to patrol the seal hunt. Because these guys were battling with each other over the seals. I watched Greenpeace go in and spray the little white seals with green paint to make the fur unattractive and unusable for the seal hunters. But what they didn't realize was that, of course, the killer whales were coming up underneath, could spot the seal now because it was nicely marked for them. And I've actually watched it from the air where they'd come up and bump the seal up into the air and then catch it in their mouths as it came down. It also attracted the seagulls, which would sit on the baby seal, now identified for them because they're white for camouflage, and peck their eyes out and kill them that way. So these people they're just so outrageous that they're doing far, far more.
And, of course, Greenpeace, as their own founder admits, they get some cult members that really believe in all this, but that's all just PR stunts when they're out there. They don't care if those seals die. They love it.
Well, Patrick Moore, of course, the co-founder of Greenpeace, and I've been on platforms with him, and he told me, he said, within 5 years, the Marxists had moved over and taken over the operation. He's quite blunt about that. And he said, I just quit. I got away.
But again, the Marxists work for the bankers. They turn them loose as a scourge to take over the government, just like the UN just went, oh, no, the private banks are taking over the UN. In fact, let's talk to somebody who disagrees with us. Let's talk to John in Ohio. John, go ahead.
Yes, I consider myself a non-member of any organization and an unaffiliated person who has read Marx and Engels and Lenin, and I can't believe that you would. I agree totally with exactly what you're saying about the phoniness of the man-made global warming. I agree, but at the same time, the kinds of people that that reveal themselves as neocons. Unfortunately, Lord Monckton says incredibly important things, but then calls it communism. This is a kind of a way of discrediting all the good things he's saying by putting it into the nutty 50s Birchite McCarthyist type of red baiting.
Hey, stop just a minute, John. Look, I can't play these games with you. Almost all of Obama's administration wrote books calling themselves communist or socialist. Now, You just don't get it. You don't understand that the big banks have always funded collectivists to fool the people, just like they fooled the third world at the UN, into thinking they're going to get to loot America, and at the last minute they bait and switch them. You build any command and control architecture, it's going to be used by the most powerful to extract wealth and power. Okay? So, we've been right about everything. We understand the political paradigm. I go past the left-right paradigm. Sure, I'll have a Lord Monckton on or something who's fighting it from a conservative perspective. More power to him. This is not like a church or something where you've got to say the rights perfectly right here on air or you're not part of the church of Alex Jones, John. Comments to what John is saying, Dr. Ball.
Yeah, well, I'd like to comment in that, yes, if you take the pure theory of Marxism and Engels and so on, and I've read all of that as well, John, there's some logic in it. The illogic is, of course, in that you have total government control and therefore individualism is stamped out. And from a evolutionary point of view, it's that individualism that advances society. And that's certainly true.
Yeah, the state never withers away. It only gets bigger.
Yeah, okay. Now, the other problem is that it isn't necessarily whether it's a communist or conservative issue. We are also suffering, Alex, from the fallout from the Second World War. Because I lived in England through the Second World War. And what happened in the war in England and also in the U.S. was that for the sake of defending the nation, everybody agreed to surrender their individual rights to the government. Okay, and in England, it even got to the point where you got ration books for, how many shirts you could buy and jackets you could buy, everything. Okay, and rationing didn't come off, and I know this up until 1952. You couldn't.
And that set a precedent for tyranny, so they always use a terror threat or environmental threat
Okay, and now, Alex, what we're into is this debate about, well, what should be run by government, what should be run by free enterprise. And we are so confused now because we've had, since the war, 70 years of government doing more and more.
Right.
The electricity goes out. How will you boil water, cook dinner, light your home, or get news reports? Most families are not prepared for even the shortest power outage due to hurricanes, tornadoes, ice storms, and so on. But you can prepare your family for emergencies and not spend a lot doing it with the amazing products from Carol Stove. CarolStove.com is a family preparedness website that has everything you will need in the event of emergency at big discounts. Kerosene stoves, lanterns, emergency radios, water filters, LED flashlights, and even an oven for baking. CarolStove.com is the largest selection of kerosene stoves on the internet. They've even put together two family emergency kits at big discounts that include everything you'll need for the next extended blackout. With carolstove.com's family emergency kits, you'll be able to cook, bake, light your home, make safe drinking water, and hear the news. And you'll be surprised how little you'll spend on Carol Stove's incredible products. For example, our most popular single burner stove starts at only $58. See our complete line of quality stoves and ovens at carolstove.com. That's K-E-R-O-Stove.com. Keep cooking with carolstove.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, December 8, 2009. Gold opened this morning at 1154.20. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for 1185.44, 592.72 for a half ounce, or 296.36 for the quarter ounce. That's 1185.44, 592.72, or 296.36.
On June 4th, 1963, Executive Order 11,110 was signed with the authority to strip the Federal Reserve Bank of its power to lend money to the United States government and interest. With the stroke of a pen, Kennedy would have put the Fed out of business. The November assassination quieted the production of the new currency. However, the executive order still stands unrepealed. Midas has the Kennedy versus Fed document. Call 800-686-2237. Unlike your liberty, the paper is free. Call 800-686-2237. If you're interested in breaking the bondage of taxation and debt, call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
I have about 15 wild food guides on my bookshelf, which left me wondering if I even needed another book. Boy, was I wrong. My knowledge exploded to an entire universe of wild foods.
In olden days, it was the norm to know which plants are edible and which are not.
Dear Linda, just wanted to let you know I received your book today. Wow.
I watched the DVD last night. I was awestruck. What wonderful work you have done. This information can bless many people. Thank you. Again.
Thanks again.
Your book has given me the most hope and inspiration. Thank you.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
We won't have time to play it today, but tomorrow I will. It's up on InfoWars.com. John Lennon explaining that population control was all a big myth to enslave people and control them. That was shortly before they killed him. He really started waking up. So all you leftists out there need to just wake up and get with the program. And all you fake right-wingers that love war, you need to wake up and get with the program. You're all being controlled. Tim Ball, I want to jam in some final calls. Our time has gone by really quick with you.
Yeah.
You've done so much great work. You write for Canadian Free Press and other publications. You're in the Great Global Warming Swindle. What are some other places people can check out your work? Obviously my film, Fall of the Republic. Go ahead.
Yeah, Phil, and for which I'm very grateful for that, the time we took. Friendsofscience.org, all one word. And you mentioned the NRSP at the beginning. Unfortunately, Alex, because of funding, we had to shut that down. We couldn't even keep the web page open, so that's gone. But Canada Free Press, friendsofscience.org, excellent sources for my work.
And meanwhile, the media keeps saying the oil companies are funding you and others. When they're not funding you, the big oil companies are all for the global tax.
Well, exactly. And it's one of the things that's annoying about all of this is the hypocrisy of a lot of these industries. And, of course, it's another part of the game that you create with tax money business opportunities, so people then ignore the facts. And I was at a farm meeting the other day in Alberta, and this guy's selling carbon credits, and one of the farmers said, well, but hang on a minute, Dr. Ball tells us there's no need for this. He said, I don't care about the science. There's a business opportunity here. And so they've created that to such a scale
that
to try and close it down is going to be a problem.
Well, that's another key you just made, is that Al Gore and others advertise, hey, there's a lot of money to be made based on taxing people, though.
But that's why they call it cap and trade. You see, cap is putting the cap over that evil pollution that's coming out of those nasty industries. And, oh, by the way, we can create trade, and therefore there's benefits out of this. This is all part of the PR game.
Well said. Alex in Georgia, you're on the air with our guest, Dr. Tim Ball.
Mr. Jones, it is an honor to be speaking with you. Couple things that I would like to point out. One thing is, if you go to Facebook, on the page Arrest Al Gore Already, which is a continuation of one that got taken off by another individual, but I put all this information up there. But on there, there is a link to, and it's published by the Australian Academy of Science. The IPCC research data referenced on there actually states, quote-unquote, a warmer world will have a higher sea level because as the land and lower atmosphere of the world warm, heat is transferred into the ocean. When materials are heated, they expand. So the heat that is transferred causes seawater to expand, which then results in a rise of sea level. The thing here is that water, if you wanted to conduct an experiment, go still.
Water expands when it gets cold. Everybody knows that. This is asinine. Dr. Ball is a scientist. Yeah. You want to comment on that?
Well, yeah, just very quickly, in a much broader sense, when I ask people over the years, okay, what's wrong with global warming? In fact, there's a lot of positive things to warming. A country like Canada, we'd use less energy. We'd have more farming and more reliable farming. But none of that's ever talked about. It was all the negative things. So you ask people, and they think for a while, and they finally say, well, the sea level's going to rise. That's why Gore made it such a big part of his Inconvenient Truth, all that computer-animated sea level rising. And, of course, Gore, even the IPCC disagreed with Gore over the numbers he was giving. But that's why that's become such a focus. And, of course, the other thing that the caller mentioned was the Academies of Science. There are certain people within those academies that have been coerced into using the Academy of Sciences to give legitimacy to this. But when people have pushed back, like in Russia, for example, the head of the Academy of Sciences there said, I'm not going to use this agency for propaganda, and they refused to participate. So this is all part of the game that's been
And that's
going
the
on.
Good news, is more people are blowing the whistle, more scientists are coming out.
Yep.
I mean, we're learning that it's rare when these government-run universities and research facilities aren't engaged in fraud. I mean, they have really hired a gaggle of criminals. There's hundreds of thousands of scientists. They've hired a couple thousand that are on their payroll to run around lying.
Well, Alex, I saw that coming in the university, the funding issue in university. The first place I noticed it was in our university, in fact, in Canada generally, you couldn't get a sabbatical unless you could prove you had funding to do something while you're on sabbatical. And then the universities, as the cutbacks came, even big universities like Harvard and the land-grant universities saw the cutbacks, they suddenly realized they could shave 30 to 35% off the top of any funding, and as they argued quite reasonably, oh, well, we're giving you office space, heat and light and all the rest of it, but what it did was it made the funding become critical in your value to the university. And so where it was publish or perish, it became get funding or perish, and of course that drove it. And I also sat on committees where people were filling out forms. And
so that's how they took control of all the universities. Dr. Ball, thank you so much.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, it's MZ, wondering how many of us Alex Jones fans intend to take the swine flu vaccine. I'm not, don't trust it, but then I don't want to get the disease either. So I use PureWorks, a unique disinfectant that comes in foam or spray form. PureWorks is not your typical hand disinfectant. There is no alcohol to dry your skin, and it lasts for hours, not minutes. Use PureWorks to protect yourself from disease and infection. You can find out all about it and order it online at nogerms.info. That's nogerms.info. Don't introduce potentially dangerous chemicals or toxins into your body to keep you well when they could actually cause the sickness you want to avoid. Don't pick your nose, don't shake hands, and don't handle banisters, rails, and doorknobs. Do try PureWorks, available online at wholesale pricing to Alex Jones listeners. Go to nogerms.info. That's nogerms.info. Be well and stay well. Best MZ.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Ho, ho, ho!
The Christmas elves at Peppermint Jim's workshop have been busy whipping up holiday gift baskets jam-packed with their top-selling peppermint products. Log on to GetMint.com and choose from a variety of gorgeous, bright red holiday boxes bursting with all your minty favorites. Choose from the Holiday Double Mint Gift Basket or the Holiday Favorite, or go all out with the Deluxe Holiday Essential Oil Basket. No matter what you choose, you can't go wrong with these terrific all-natural Christmas gifts. Your friends and family will love them. And while you're picking up your gift baskets at GetMint.com, be sure to grab a few stocking stuffers, too. From bath salts to candles to pure mint oil, mint freshens the air, perks up your senses, and has terrific health benefits. To order, call 1-800-345-9068 or visit GetMint.com. And for a limited time, they're offering free shipping for orders over $100. So add some sparkle to your holidays and give the gift of mint at GetMint.com.
In just a minute, we're going to journalist Patrick Henningsen, who has been incredibly helpful to us with contacting a bunch of Nobel Prize-winning scientists and researchers that are at the Copenhagen Global Government Conference that we're going to have on in the next few days and through next week as this incredibly important event continues. We're going to be talking to him via video Skype for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers and, of course, radio listeners here in about 2 minutes. But very, very thankful to Patrick and the work that he is doing. Before I go any further, though, I want to thank the sponsors that made today's radio broadcast possible. FrontSight.com. Have you heard of the millionaire patriot, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, the founder of the Frontside Firearms Training Institute? He's offering a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training to my listeners. The website is www.frontsight.com. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at the Frontside Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Act fast. They'll give you a free Springfield Armory XT pistol in the caliber of your choice. I believe now is the time for you and your family to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. No drill instructor, tough guy stuff there. It's a family event. Everybody's welcome. Frontside.com. Learn more today. And finally, I want to tell you about Ecuador Central. EcuadorCentral.com believes we all have a duty to protect our families and our wealth. If you're considering a new life somewhere else, want a second home outside the U.S., or if you want to invest in a growing economy, visit EcuadorCentral.com and they can help you. Ecuador is a country with friendly people, good food, and great water all year round, where you can live better for a lot less. Just visit EcuadorCentral.com, spelled EcuadorCentral.com. At EcuadorCentral.com, you can find properties for sale or for rent, as well as free information that will help you get started now. So check out EcuadorCentral.com. That's EcuadorCentral.com. Okay. Going to Patrick Henningsen. He was born in 1970, degree at Cal Poly, San Luis Obispo, based in London since 93. Current work, independent writer, actor, stage, film, and film director. Former events, communications, and PR consultant for UK companies with a lot of work in the U.S. and UK, Saudi Arabia, Lebanon. Active anti-war activist since 2001. Worked with Save the Amazon Rainforest, organizing music festival, UK 2006. That's certainly worthwhile. Attended and covered major climate skeptics conference in New York City 2009. Sports, he's a former U.S. Junior Olympic swimmer and U.S. Swimming Masters National Finalist medal. And joining us via video Skype, you know, I like to point out this isn't about left or right. And the globalists hijack the environmental movement and distract from all the serious things that are going on. And that's why you're going to find people from all different stripes, all different colors, all different religions exposing the carbon fraud. And again, the devastating news that I'm going to get his view of the propaganda on the streets in Copenhagen, the people he's interviewed. We'll get other reports from him if he can in the days to come. But in this short interview, the incredible news of the secret treaty, the addendum in the London Guardian that basically ends the UN power, gives the IMF and World Bank total power, double the carbon taxes on the third world. They were suckered into getting behind this. Now they learn it's really about destroying their development by the eugenicist. So this is so diabolical. And just off the charts important. So, Patrick, good to have you here with us today from Copenhagen.
It's good to be with you, Alex.
You've got the floor. Give us your report on the propaganda, what you're seeing, who you've interviewed, what it's like to see all this information coming out, the whole conference in deep trouble, not just from ClimateGate, but now the third world finding out it is a eugenics operation.
Well, the first thing I'll just say is you notice it straight away when we got into town. Plastered all over Copenhagen in billboards and public places are the words Hopenhagen. And, you know, in America you've seen that word hope a lot in the last sort of 18 months. Well, it's all over here in Copenhagen. And I think that ironically kind of sums up the sort of desperation that, you know, they're trying to pass this treaty. And there's one scandal after another coming out in the last couple of weeks, and it seems to be the Danish text leak that you probably read about is being talked about. And I believe, as well as others, that this might very well be one of the final nails in the coffin of this treaty that they're trying to sign.
Absolutely. So the press reports are accurate that people are freaking out when they learn this is really an IMF World Bank taxation grab.
It's only reinforcing what a lot of people already suspected. And if you've been following this this issue and you've been watching what the financial institutions have been doing, and banks like JP Morgan have actually purchased carbon offset companies. Like one in Oxford, I think it's called Carbon Fund, is wholly owned by J.P. Morgan. So, you know, the investment banks and Goldman Sachs, et cetera, they've positioned themselves to ride this carbon bubble as far as it goes until it pops. And guess who's going to pick up the tab when it pops? And I think we've learned from all the other bubbles that's going to be us. That's the plan all along, and I think it's really good that this did come out because it's kind of exposing what's the driving force behind this green movement. It's not activists. It's not environmentalists. It's big money. It's people like George Soros. It's people like Al Gore and the political apparatus that sort of is used by the financial institutions is a tool. But really the force behind it is about centralization of control, power, rationing energy, charging more for it. These are all the things that are going to come out of a Copenhagen treaty. The best thing that can happen with this conference is that nothing happens.
Well, those are really great points. I mean, give us the feel. I mean, it's one thing to see the billboards with a little girl saying, please don't let me drown, and big billboards of polar bears saying, please don't let me drown, I can't swim, and just ridiculous billboards of penguins saying, help us. I mean, just asinine, two-year-old level propaganda that's designed for a snail or an amoeba. And then the different people you've been interviewing, Lord Monckton, what's happening there, and where you think this whole attempt at establishing a global corporate dictatorship is going.
Well, the first, we went down to the UN's compound, which is really what it is. It's a giant compound just outside of the city. And the first thing we noticed is it's basically a cross between a gigantic green trade fair. And then if you've ever been to a evangelist conference, if you put those two things together, that's pretty much what COP15 is at the official UN site. There's plenty of mainstream media that are going to cover what's going on there. And for us, there was no need to be down there because every other 5,000 other journalists are covering the same thing. So we went to the meeting organized by Common Sense, or Climate Sense, sorry. And Lord Christopher Monckton is one of the chairs of that, as is CFACT, an organization you're probably familiar with. You've had Mark Moreno on your show in the past. He's a great advocate, great speaker about this issue. And there's just a fantastic lineup of speakers there, from Dr. Nils Axel Mörner, a sea-level expert. We interviewed him today. We interviewed Ian Plimer, who wrote the best-selling book Heaven and Earth. He's from Australia, very animated, very articulate, fantastic. But none of these guys will be allowed a platform over at the summit for the UN. And so we, at this meeting, have invited anybody to come and listen and observe. But over there, invitations from the people that we have are not extended. So it's kind of a lopsided discussion.
And Copenhagen is also the official UN event, as you know, but for those that may not, any even mainstream media that's been critical of them are refused. You have to agree with them to be able to attend, to give people an idea of just how authoritarian and dictatorial these ghouls are.
Sure. The UN declared Copenhagen as a UN territory during these 2 weeks here. How official that is or unofficial is, you can debate, but you've got half of Denmark's police force currently in the city. There's a group called Climate Camp who's put up on their website publicly that they're next Wednesday they're planning to storm the UN compound and occupy it and, forcibly remove anybody that's in their way because they want to talk about real solutions to climate change. And I find the whole thing completely comical because everybody inside that conference and all these people who are going to storm it all still subscribe to man-made global warming theory.
To explain how this works, the foundations on record bring in the radicals to tear stuff up so they can then attack any other protesters and set the precedent to shut down free speech and free assembly globally. And they've caught them all over the world, police staging this or hiring these foundation thugs. A. B, by them acting like fools, that will make the people pushing for the carbon taxes look more reasonable. So it creates a false extreme. Do you want the communists that want total control or just the loving banks that will reasonably tax you?
Sure, they're loving to frame this in a left versus right issue. On the left you have activists and hippies and anarchists, and on the right you have big oil and big business who are apparently funding skeptics. And really, this isn't a left-right issue at all. And when you go and you meet some of these people, scientists, economists that we've talked to, they've got no partisan interest whatsoever. They're not getting a penny from big oil. Every single one of the people and speakers at this conference have come there on their own dime. They paid for their own travel at their own expense. If it was funded by big oil, this would be in the Marriott downtown of the SAS Radisson. Instead, we're in some back conference small little room in Christiana, which is right outside the hippie district.
Meanwhile, all the big oil company executives are there in Copenhagen calling for stronger global taxes because they're owned by the big banks that are going to run this.
Sure. I mean, it's a giant slush fund is what it is. And that's evidenced by the Danish tax leak. The World Bank is going to be handling the slush. So, and the other thing is the sort of desperate political moves by people in the U.S. who are desperate to ram through cap and trade legislation in 2010. Okay, and the reason part of this Danish tax leak is very revealing, because there's only two things that have kept hardline opponents of Kyoto from supporting Kyoto. One is they don't like the fact that the rich countries have to shoulder the burden for emissions. Okay, check that box. The next box is they don't like the fact that the UN is handling the money. So in these Danish tax leak, there's two things. The World Bank can handle the money, and they're going to stick it to the developing world to cap their emissions. So they thought they could, by appeasing these two problems with right-wing opponents of Kyoto, they could ram through cap and trade. But it's obviously backfired in their face. It's invading all sorts of areas. They're going to see opposition from places where they haven't anticipated it. And it goes to show that a lot of these political elites are not very bright. They're very clever, but they're not very bright.
Well, what's happening is people are leaking this in the age of the Internet, and it's confirmed to be accurate. The London Guardian was leaked the information, and the Third World knows it's the IMF and World Bank, and reading it, it's actually both of them, but mainly the World Bank, as you said. They know those are the groups even worse than the UN, with loan sharking rates feeding on their countries. So that's why the Third World, the news was showing the delegates crying, going, we came here thinking we were finally going to get money for our starving people and also some money for ourselves. A lot of them are corrupt, like government is, period. And now they're finding out it's a total bait and switch. But we already knew that in Fall of the Republic, folks, as we were reading their documents. This is private corporate dictatorship. I cannot say that enough, taxing the very air we breathe.
Alex, the political elite have become so detached from reality through this climate change mythology. They've ghettoized themselves in a way, and they have no idea what the majority of the people feel about it. And the majority of the people, if you poll them, they see right through it. But, they're so isolated in their sort of mythology of global warming and climate change.
That's right. Go ahead.
It's, the Emperor's New Clothes. How fitting, Craig Rucker from CFACT pointed this out today. So how fitting we're in the city of Hans Christian Andersen. And the Emperor has no clothes. And it's the global warming Emperor who has no clothes. And no one can, the people in the summit cannot see it.
That's right. He wrote The Little Mermaid. He wrote all those great children's stories. And he did write The Emperor's New Clothes.
Yeah. There's a Christmas tree downtown, Alex, in the center of town. It's being lit. The Christmas tree lights are being powered by people on bicycles, okay? Pedal-powered Christmas tree. If this treaty goes through, you and your staff are probably going to have to run your studio on bicycles.
Unless the globalists give us a special little chit saying that we're allowed to have electricity. See, it's not just taxes. According to this treaty, unelected corporate boards are allowed to decide who can even have a new technology. It's actually a dark age system. They advertise that, oh, it's going to fund new technologies. No. They decide who can get funding for technologies, thus controlling it. And are people there on the ground realizing this is an attempt to reinstitute feudalism?
Well, yeah, this is really it's a reverse play of colonialism. So they've come now to colonize the middle class of the developed world. They're done with the developing world. It's been colonized and it's held in place, and this treaty would keep it that way. Now the next thing is you. You know, the middle class is like a giant cow, and every reparation in this treaty is another hand milking that cow. You know, the ability to revoke intellectual property rights, a 2% tax on every financial transaction, etc. The list goes on and on and on. And Lord,
a global authority over all air traffic and taxes, setting up a global government police force and tracking system, taxes on all the fuels, taxes on, I mean, it's 700 plus new bureaucracies.
Sure, that we're all going to pay for it at the end of the day. As if we don't have enough bureaucracies to contend with it, as if we don't get enough letters through the post, as if we don't have enough fines that we have to look out for paying and so forth. So
this is like Marie Antoinette saying, let them eat cake. Everybody's starving to death, and they say they want bread, they want bread. And she said, it's reported she said that, you know, let them eat cake, and everybody finally goes crazy. I mean, the bankers are up there literally eating the real economy.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of surreal. I mean, if you've been studying this issue and you've been looking at the junk science that sort of underpins the climate change alarmist movement, it's almost surreal to look at the size of this event and the amount of money that's been spent. 140 private jets and 2,000 limousines or whatever the UN's laid on, and it's all pinned down by something that's not happening. CO2 is not heating up the atmosphere.
And the hookers there are so worshipful of the fraud and the hype, they're offering free sex to their globalist banker bosses. So it's a huge orgy as well. That's in the news. Just total Sodom and Gomorrah.
Hey everybody, Alex Jones here. If you're looking for the perfect Christmas gift, listen up. This will make your holiday shopping very easy. This year, give a seed bank from one of our oldest sponsors, Solutions from Science, to your friends and family. Here's why. The Survival Seed Bank will give any friend or loved one the ability to grow a full acre crisis garden of nutritionally dense, life-sustaining food. And the Survival Seed Bank is not just a box of open-pollinated seeds. It's an indestructible, waterproof seed bank that can even be buried if we face a real meltdown. And here's the best part. All the seeds in the Survival Seed Bank go through strict germination testing, so you can be confident you're not buying old seeds. Give a Survival Seed Bank this Christmas by going to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or you can call 877-327-0365 to give the gift that produces an ongoing supply of life-sustaining food.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
The battle is joined. The fraud is the greatest in history. Think of the master plan, telling everybody the earth is dying, listing carbon dioxide as the problem, ignoring all the real environmental problems, coming in with a global corporate structure that is completely secret and unaccountable. That is in the treaty. And joining us from Copenhagen is independent journalist, shooting great video, Patrick Henningsen. Patrick, give people some of the names. We've been linking to some of the videos you've shot with Christopher Monckton, Lord Monckton, and others. You've been posting them on YouTube. They look great. You're doing a great job. And then tell us why you were drawn, as somebody who's been an environmental activist, a real environmental activist, to go to this event and get in the fight against these people.
Well, I'll tell you how the story started, Alex. In 2006, I've always been in a kind of a environmentally concerned person since I lived in California in the 80s and 90s. They tried to build a pipeline from Lake Tahoe down to Los Angeles to pump, you know, so everyone in LA could have a green lawn. And a lot of towns along the way were expected to buy into this. And my town was one of them, which was San Luis Obispo. So that was my introduction into environmental activism, try to stop this crazy, insane pipeline that they wanted to charge everybody access to on the way down to LA. So anyway, fast forward a few years in London, I decided to do an event for Save the Amazon Rainforest. We were legally able to buy up a patch of rainforest in the Amazon basin the size of Soho in central London by staging concerts all over. But anyway, I went to some meetings, and the whole carbon credit thing was coming out at that time, and it was very in vogue corporately to be involved in carbon neutral things. So I inquired to see, well, if we save this much, preserve this much virgin rainforest, how much carbon credits can our corporate sponsors get? And to my surprise, the answer was nothing. The whole idea of preservation wasn't on the ticket at all. So that's when a red flag went up in my head. And I had seen Al Gore's film, and I was impressed by it. I don't like him personally. I've always found him as not such a savory character, but I like the film. And so anyway, after this experience with the carbon credits, I started noticing all these city bankers who were showing up at these conferences and things, all very green and very green oriented. I thought it was quite strange, because when you met real environmental activists, you won't find them running around in the financial district usually and wearing 1,000-pound suits and.
So as bad as this system would be, I mean, you got in at the ground level saying, let's save rainforest and native people. And they said, buddy, this ain't about that.
Basically, yeah, in a nutshell. So, and I kept trying. I kept digging. And the further I digged, you know, the further I went down this rabbit hole, the more interesting it got. And that's
in closing, and we'll have you back up again for a report either this week or next week. And I'm not sure how long you're going to be in Copenhagen, but we're indebted to you for the great help you've given us. Now, have you researched the eugenics and found out that they want to shut off the food to the third world? Because that's in the new treaty, that they're going to have to pay double what we pay. I mean, you talk about mass murder. I mean, this isn't just a money-making scam. These are some bloodthirsty people. I mean, have you discovered that information?
Well, I think you can draw these conclusions. I mean, I've seen through your material and through Endgame and Fall of the Republic, etc. I think it's quite evident. But, you know, to cut the U.S. emissions 85% by 2050, the last time the U.S. had that level of emissions was 1900. And the population in 1900 of the U.S. was about 90 million. So are they planning to get rid of four-fifths of the U.S. population to meet their emissions targets by 2050? This is a question everyone should ask themselves.
Well, look at the head of the environment in England. He said they've got to go from 60 million to 30 million people in England. Same statement in Australia. This is eugenics, population reduction. We'll cover it more tomorrow. Retransmission starts now with all the key info. Great job, sir. We'll talk to you again very soon, and we'll list any websites that you want to give out. God bless you all. Great job, crew.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.